Hello and welcome to the Ship Energy Podcast with me, Ariane Morrissey. This week, we're investigating how maritime training will adapt and evolve amid rapid changes in technology and the arrival of new fuels on ships. And we're doing so with some of the people who are on the front line, training institutions, teachers, and perhaps most importantly, students. I'm taking you on a journey to the South Devon College Marine Academy by the sea in Southwest England.
So how far should we go? 6 months. And which side of the river should we be on?
It's the last day of the school year for a group of maritime studies pupils, and they're setting off for a sea outing. Time for a final review of their manoeuvring skills on the River Dart.
Can you approach a mooring buoy for me?
At the wheel is Emma Eggleton, 17, who wants to become a cruise ship captain.
A couple of years ago, I was on holiday on a cruise and I met some of the deck officers on board. And then I went on to the cruise wanting to be a sports therapist, and I came off wanting to be a ship's captain. And then, yeah, so they just really inspired me to try and work towards becoming a ship's captain, because that's my end goal.
Talk me through it. What are you thinking about then?
Well, I'm going to go to that one.
You're going to go to
it. Emma knows she is entering the maritime sector at a time of profound changes, with a digital transformation and the imminent arrival of new fuels and technologies.
So we've been learning about electric boats, because they're definitely coming more into the industry and people are seeing much more of them. And we're learning about how loads of different ships and boats, they're being like powered by different sorts of energies and fuels.
And is this something that you find exciting or scary?
Yeah, it is very interesting. I was driving an electric boat yesterday, and that it kind of throws you off because it feels so different to like a normal diesel boat.
And do you think that the maritime industry is going to change a lot during your career? What kind of changes do you think the industry is going to experience?
I think it's going to definitely experience a lot of changes within like the fuels and like also how the ships are working. So like where they're working, what they're working for, because it is all changing so rapidly that you need different sorts of ships to look in different sorts of places. We will definitely have to adapt and we'll have to change a lot of things within the industry. But I reckon if we get the right teaching and the right support, it will all be fine.
Well done. Got there in the end. Happy with that?
Mentoring the group on their final sea outing is Sean Cumming, a learning support technician. He has worked in the maritime sector for 3 decades and is seeking to prepare his students for what is coming next.
The industry is changing at such a rapid pace that we're teaching them everything from very basic mechanical skills here right through to sort of quite in-depth mechanical skills, looking after engines, etc., and the electrical equipment on board the boats. It's a broad spectrum covering quite a lot of the marine industry. So.
Obviously, you were at sea also yourself. What are the new skills that are required? In practical terms, how different is the work going to be on ships?
I think, so obviously they need the grounding. So they need the grounding from the beginning, the basics. Everybody needs to start with the basics, with the basic terminology. But then we were talking today about autonomous vessels, etc. So there's a lot of electronics based in that. And the marine industry is going a lot more down the electronic path and stuff, and a long way away from where we were with hard work and stuff. It's not such hard graft these days. It's more electronics and computers come very much to the forefront of what we're doing in the maritime industry these days. I think from where we gather weather data, routing is all done electronically. Engine management is all electronic these days, so there's a big part of it that's where the future is, and autonomous vessels is also where the future is, really.
So how can you prepare your students to deal with those new technologies and eventually the arrival of new fuels, be it ammonia or methanol?
Good question. I think just highlighting it and bring it to the forefront and letting students know that this is where the future is and where it's going. So just us by our knowledge, etc. Just opening our eyes and opening their eyes to the future and the technology that's coming into play.
Let me know when you want me to fire.
Whenever you're ready now.
Yeah. Nashon is preparing his students for an emergency drill, a man overboard. 17-year-old Harry Clayton is now at the helm. He aspires to start his career as a deckhand on super yachts, after which he plans to either join the Marines or become an engineer.
Well, my favourite thing was working on the engines. But I think there'll be a lot more of the electric stuff. I think that's going to be a big thing in the engines. So you already see it, like more ferries are turning to maybe hybrid systems. So a lot more boats will have that.
How do you feel about the huge changes that are coming up in the maritime sector?
I think evolution's not a bad thing. I think there's eventually will be a time we have to move on from old like diesel engines. And they are reliable, of course, but electric is kind of the way everything's going. It's better for the environment.
Do you feel like you're ready and you're prepared to enter the industry at a time when there's like all of these changes in the technologies and in the fuels?
I do believe so. I think that's something most people have had to kind of face because the world's always evolving. So yeah, I do believe I'll be ready. I don't think it'll be any different to anyone else, even if we are at a bit of like a turning point.
And do you think you'll have to continue learning throughout your career?
Yeah, I think 100% I will. I'm sure there'll be much more like newer systems that will be different to what I'm used to working on. So maybe when I'm working on the yachts, if I did engineering eventually, I'll probably have to learn how to use more electrical components instead of mechanical stuff.
No. So stop, turn the engine the other way.
Back on land, we meet lecturer Rebecca Sanders, who was the group's tutor throughout their year-long course. Herself a former seafarer with the Royal Navy, she went out of her way to equip her students with the best possible knowledge for the transition ahead.
It's about opening their eyes up to it, you know, for their next steps. It's not something they need at the moment, which I'm sure a couple of years down the line it's going to be in these curriculums. So for me, I like to teach out beyond the curriculum, so you know they come out with a little bit more knowledge than what they actually just need to pass their qualification, because they are the future. So for me, it's about just developing those skills in my students. And it comes up a lot. A lot of the students bring it up themselves because they're very inquisitive. I have touched on it this year, and when I'm rewriting my scheme of learning for next year, I've already started to embed more, and it's about just, like I say, going beyond the curriculum.
Do you feel like your students are prepared for what's coming up in terms of new fuels, new technologies, and a maritime sector that's evolving so quickly?
Yes, and partially, you know, as teachers, as we're developing our skill set and our knowledge, then that is going to come more onto our students. So, you know, for me, my responsibility now to do more, to learn more, to give that knowledge to my students. But I think they are prepared. They are aware, and they're very passionate about marine, a lot of them, so, and the environment. And I've seen from my last cohort of students to this cohort of students, they're even more aware now.
Not far from there, in a workshop, another group of students is learning to assemble pieces of electric equipment. Teaching is evolving rapidly here, with students increasingly learning to deal with battery or hybrid systems, for example. This is a challenge, but also an opportunity for maritime training institutions, according to Paul Singer, who is the Business and Qualification Development Coordinator at the Academy.
It's a fundamental shift for the industry, an industry that lived for over 100 years with fundamentally a single fuel type, that we're going to end up in a situation where we have a multi-fuel environment. And that's really challenging. That in itself is a challenge in terms of skills, because we're expecting someone now to be familiar with hydrogen, ammonia, diesel, all the old fossil fuels and everything else. And we haven't had to deal with that.
How much of a challenge does that represent for you as a maritime training institution?
It's a great challenge to have. That's the main thing. You know, I've been working in this industry for many, many years. And historically, we've always done things the same way. There was nothing really happening. There was no great change. Suddenly, we have a situation where actually we as a college and everybody else has got to step up and go, actually, we've got something different coming. It's exciting. It's good. It's good for delivery. It's good for our tutors, our teachers, everything else. Really very good. But it does raise a particular problem, obviously, in terms of resources. You know, we now, where we're having, yeah, single fossil fuel engines in the workshops for students to practice on, now we're having to look at saying, okay, we've got to have electric propulsion, we've got to have high voltage electrics, we've got to potentially have engines that can run on future fuels. So in resource terms, a challenge, getting the tutors who can deliver to that quality and level and knowledge. And that's one thing, you know, we work very hard on, that we get people from industry, but even so, we're asking for people that they're not around, you know, and everyone's had that. So we're going to have to do a fair bit of upskilling. And then obviously in terms of course content, but it is a challenge, because we're having to create, in many respects, we're having to create course content. Industry is asking for us for e-propulsion courses. It doesn't exist. So somehow we've got to find the funding to write and develop that course and then resource it. And then obviously the funding to be able to deliver it. But we're up for the challenge. It's what we like. We enjoy it. I love it. It's my job. It's part of my job. And yeah, it's something we really want to do. But it is a significant challenge.
You talked about having a standalone alternative fuels course. Is that your approach to upskilling seafarers also? Because we know that thousands of people who are currently working at sea or in the maritime sector more generally are going to need new knowledge, new skill to deal with those new fuels.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's going to be, I don't think we've quite grasped the scale of that yet, but you're absolutely right. You know, the legislation will come as well where it's going to be needed. Fundamentally, everybody is going to have to go through some level of training, even if you're just bunker operator or something like that, you're going to need to know what you're bunkering, you know. So the demand on training is going to increase, definitely, and we're going to have to upskill, because the bottom line is that we're going to lose people, and we can't afford to lose people from the industry, so we're going to have to upskill.
South Devon College is one of many maritime training institutions in the UK and around the world where teaching is set to evolve in response to the energy and digital transitions. But for now, it's time for students to part ways for the summer. And as the college looks ahead to its next cohorts, Emma and Harry look forward to their future in the maritime world.
It's a bit of mixed emotions. It's quite exciting knowing that I've got a plan of what I want to do next. But it's sad that we won't get to do this all the time. We won't get to go out on the water as much here.
I've just never really wanted to sit in an office and like be stuck in a room all day. And it definitely gives you a lot of opportunities to get out there and see the world.
Here's Ariane Morrissey reporting from Dartmouth in the UK.